Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das ist Shabbos, Perek Chaf, Mishnah Gimel. Ein Shiren, you're not permitted to soak, es ha Chiltis. What is Chiltis? Well, the dictionary definition would be Asaferta. But I think it's easier just to say Chiltis. The Batanura explains, Chiltis is actually an Arab word, and it's a kind of plant that's very hot. I guess that means like spicy and hot. And people eat it in cold places because it warms you up. But you can't soak it on Shabbos because it looks like a maisa choyl, a weekday kind of thing. So once again, ain't shirin, you can't soak esa chiltis, befeishrin, in warm water. By the way, you know how you say a compromise in Lashon HaKodesh? To make a pshara, right? So what's pshara? It's not warm, it's not hot. Lukewarm water. Vayitra zok the Mishnah. Although you are not allowed to soak the chiltis in the warm water, avol noisein l'toich ha-chaymetz. You may put it into vinegar. Vayitra zok the Mishnah. Something else you can't soak on Shabbos. The ein shirin is a karshinin. You can't soak karshinin. Dictionary definition? Karshinin are vetches. But again, I think we'll understand just as much by using the word karshina. Karshina is a kind of bean, and it was used to feed cattle. But before you fed it to the cattle, well, different things had to be done. You had to be able to take out certain pieces, if not the cattle wouldn't eat it. Or you'd have to soak it in water to soften it. Now, the gears in our mission is v'ein shayrin es ha-karshina. You can't soak the karshina. According to our Mishnah, you can't soak it to make it soft. There are some gersois, some Mishnayos read, instead of shayrin, shoylin, that you can't make it float. And that's how the Batanur explains it. In other words, you can't pour water over them to make the psilis, the part you don't want, float to the top. That would constitute boirer. Now sometimes, in order to get the refuse out of the kashina, and to get the part we don't want to use so that the animal will eat it, they used to just rub it. But you can't do that on Shabbos either. You can't rub it with your hands to remove the psilis. Well, you can't rub them, because that too is boirer. So Dr. Mishnah Vayitra Avol Bat, noisen, you can place it letoich ha-kavara. You can put them into a sieve, or letoich ha-kalkala, or into a basket, for the purpose of storage. Even though sometimes the psilis, the part you don't want, is going to anyway fall through the holes of this sifter, so you're automatically sorting the food, but because that's not his kavona, and it's not a psikresha, it's a davar shenei mischav, which is not a psikresha, therefore it's mutter. When we finish the Mishnah, we'll try to explain that a little bit more, what a davar shenei mischav is, and what a psikresha is, b'yaz Hashem. Vayitra zok the Mishnah, ain't kaven, we cannot sift, Esetevin, the straw, the chavaro, with the sieve. Vayitra zok the Mishnah, v'lo yitnena, neither can you place it, al gabi mokem gvoya, on a high place, b'shvil sheyerid hamoitz, so that the chaff, the part that you don't want, automatically drops off. The chaff is something you can't eat. So, if you put the straw on a very high place, very conveniently, the chaff begins to blow away. And it leaves only the part that the cow or the ox is going to eat. There's a machloikas in the Rishonim, where the problem over here is winnowing, which is zaira, or this is also bayir. Vayitra zok the Mishnah avol bat, noitelu b'chavara, you can take it up in a sieve, v'noisel etoicha avos, and put it into the avos. The avos is the box that the animal eats from. In other words, I can scoop up the straw with this sifter or the sieve, and from the sieve pour it into the box that the animal is going to eat from. Now, some of the chaff over here is going to fall away through the holes in the sieve, but it's still mutter. Because again, it's a davar she'eino mischaven, something that is not intended. I'm using it as a scoop, not using it as a sifter, like in the previous case where I was using it as a place to store it, not as a sifter. And if some gets sifted, it's not something that I intended to do, and it's not 100%, it's not a psikresha that it's going to happen. So let's chazer over the Mishnah, and then we'll explain, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, what this is. First, we were told you can't soak the chiltis in warm water, but you can put it into vinegar. We were told you can't soak the karshin in the animal food. The Batnura learns you can't float it. That means to fill it up with water, so the parts you don't want floats to the top, or rub it in your hands, that way breaking off the parts that you don't want to eat. That would be boyer. You could put it into a sifter or a basket for storage, even though some is going to fall out, meaning some of the part that you don't want is going to fall out, so it'll be like an automatic boyer. We said you can't sift the straw with a sieve, or put it on a high place so that the mites, the chaff, falls down. But you can scoop it up with a sieve to put it into the avos, to put it into the box that the animal eats from, even though some boyer is going to be happening anyway. Let's try to explain now. What is a davar she'eino mischaven? Well, the classical case is, you have a heavy bench, it's Shabbos afternoon, and you and your chavrusa are coming out and you want to learn. But you want to move the bench away from the sun, so you can sit and learn in the shade with a real geschmack. You start schlepping the bench, but you realize the bench is making a groove into the ground. You don't want to make a groove into the ground. You don't want to plow over here. You want to move the bench over. This is called a davar she'eino mischaven. Rabbi Yehuda says it's aser. You're making a groove in the ground. Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter. You're not even thinking about making a groove in the ground. That's the last thing you want to do now, plow. You want to move the bench over so you can sit and learn. But not every davar she'eino mischaven is mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is mutter that it's aser if it's a psik reisha. What is a psik resha? Psik resha is actually a mashal. Psik resha v'lo yamas. Can a person say, I want to chop off the head of a chicken? I don't want the chicken to die, I just wanted to chop off its head. You know what's going to happen. So at one point, if something is inevitable, it really doesn't make a difference what you intended to do. So in this case, if it's a very, very heavy bench that you know for sure is going to dig its way into the ground, so whether you're intending to plow or not, even though you just want to move over the bench to be able to learn, you still can't do it, even according to Rav Shimon. If it's a bench that's not so heavy, maybe it will, maybe it won't make a groove in the ground, but it's not for sure it's going to make a groove in the ground. According to Rav Shimon, it's mutter because it's a davar she'eino mischaven. Now, in this case, so our Mishnah said you can use the sieve or the basket as storage. Your intention is not to do byer. We're not absolutely certain it's going to do byer, even though there's a possibility it will, so therefore it's not a problem. Same is true for using the sieve to scoop up the mites. Now, just a little bit for you to understand how important this halacha of davar she'eino mischaven is. If you walk into a house when it's freezing cold outside, you know there's a possibility that as you walk into the house, the cold air is going to rush in, and that may trigger the thermostat to turn on the boiler. Or the other way around, if it's very, very hot outside, and you walk into a house during the summer, the hot air coming in may trigger the thermostat to turn on the air conditioner or turn on the compressor of the air conditioner, which is the machine. So how can we walk into a house? So it's one of the many, many halachas where we rely on the fact that it's a davar she'eino mischaven. When you're walking into the house, you don't intend to turn on steams or air conditioners, and it's not a psik resha. It's not inevitable that it's going to happen. Now, you know that you can't open the hot water on Shabbos. Why not? Why can't they open the hot water faucet? Oh, because downstairs, the boiler is going to stop working. The hot water tank is going to stop boiling up new water. But wait a second, I don't intend to boil new water. I just want to remove the hot water. Well, the answer is, here it's a psik resha. Because every time hot water comes out of the faucet, cold water rushes into the hot water tank. Here we can't say, oh, it's a davar she'eino mischaven, it's not a problem. We know for sure what's going to happen downstairs in the basement or wherever your water tank is. So that's an example of where even a davar she'eino mischaven would be aser because it's a psik reisha.